بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بينما نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم اطلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى علي اثر السفر ولا يعرف منا احد حتى جلس الى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فاسند ركبتيه الى ركبتيه وضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال يا محمد اخبرني عن الاسلام فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا قال صدقت فأعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه قال فأخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره قال صدقت إلى آخر الحديث. We began the discussion on this hadith Umm al-Sunnah, that is hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam. Certain questions were put to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the basic tenets of deen. What we mentioned was very, very important was when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked the question about iman, he said that iman is that you have belief, you bring iman on certain things. It is essential, it is important that we be very, very clear as to what our beliefs are supposed to be. Because this is one aspect of Shariat where there is no margin for error. What we are required to believe upon, we have to believe. And it is part of being a mu'min. And what is very, very important is that there should not even be an element of shak. There should not be an element of doubt whatsoever. There is absolutely no room with regards to this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to be part of iman, to be a mu'min, is to believe in Allah. As we mentioned, Allah as He is described in Quran and Hadith, with all His sifat, with His attributes, to believe in the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two things we discussed. The third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is to believe in the revealed books. But first and foremost, that they are part of the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah and other ulama say that there were basically four main books and 100 what we call suhuf or tablets or scrolls. Of these, 50 were revealed to Shis alayhi salam, 30 to Idris alayhi salam, 10 to Adam alayhi salam, and 10 to Ibrahim alayhi salam. What we refer to as suhuf Ibrahim. That is the 100 scrolls, 50 to Shis alayhi salam, 30 to Idris alayhi salam, 10 to Adam alayhi salam, and 10 to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the four revealed books, the four main books were the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and the Quran. The Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, the Zabur to Dawud alayhi salam, the Injil to Isa alayhi salam, and the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is mentioned that the revelation of the Torah occurred, the revelation of the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the scrolls of Ibrahim alayhi salam occurred on the 1st of Ramadan. The Torah was the 6th of Ramadan. The Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salam on the 13th of Ramadan. And with regards to the revelation of Quran, we find there are various dates that are given. It was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, however, with regards to the exact date, some ulama of the opinion the 21st of Ramadan, the other of the opinion the 24th of Ramadan. The difference between the Quran and the other revealed books is that we find that the other revealed books were revealed completely at one time. That is the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the 10 scrolls at one time. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, Torah was revealed upon Musa alayhi salam, the complete Torah at one time. However, the Quran was revealed throughout the period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, throughout his nubuwwat, over 23 years. As we mentioned, Jibreel alayhi salam, ulama say, appeared before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam approximately 24,000 times throughout the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The previous books before the Quran, these were interpolated, they were adulterated, they were changed. So we believe that that kitab at that time which was revealed was haq, was true. After that it was changed, it was adulterated. With regards to the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun, that we have revealed this Quran and we will protect the Quran. That is, the Quran obviously Allah Ta'ala has taken upon Himself the zimmedari, the responsibility of protecting the Qur'an from any form of adulteration or changing. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, believe in the Anbiya Alayhimu Salatu Wasalam, wa kutubihi wa rusulihi, believe in the messengers. Messengers, their number, according to various riwayats, it varies, but the popular opinion amongst ulama ikram, there were 124,000 Anbiya Alayhimu Salatu Wasalam that were sent, one after the other. Some periods, there were more than one Nabi present in the world. And this chain of Nubuwwat culminated with the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We believe in every Nabi of Allah, that they were true representatives, they were true messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is important to understand about Nubuwwat is that Nubuwwat is not an acquired office. It's not that somebody, mashallah, makes a lot of ibadat, becomes muttaqi, then he becomes a wali, and finally progresses, and he becomes a Nabi. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam beforehand were chosen by Allah. Allahu yastafi min al malaikati rusulu min al nas. Huwajtabakum. Allah chose them. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha wa yahdi ilayhi may yurid. Various verses in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentions this, that before they were born, they were already selected to be Anbiya. They were already selected to be a Nabi of Allah. And what is also important to believe about Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam is that they were ma'asum. A Nabi before Nubuwwat and after becoming a Nabi throughout his life, it is part of our iman to believe that every Nabi was sinless. Adam alayhi salam, what occurred in Jannat, we don't say that Adam alayhi salam made a sin. Adam alayhi salam made a mistake. Quran tells us, فَنَسِي, he forgot. This is why the order of Allah Ta'ala was broken. It was not intentional. It was not a guna, it was not a sin. We have to believe Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam were ma'asum, they were sinless. If a person entertains the idea, like sometimes we hear, this is why our elders encourage us, and we go in Jamaat also, that stay within the 6 points. Don't go outside this. Sometimes you hear in this bayan, just recently, one person was giving talk, and he says that Ibrahim alayhi salam, on the day of judgment, when it will be said to him that intercede, he will say, I am not worthy of that office. Why? Because I lied. Now when it comes to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, to entertain such ideas is not correct. We have to believe that every Nabi was ma'asum, was sinless. To believe that a Nabi made guna or a Nabi sinned, this is against aqidah, it's against the belief of a Muslim. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, to believe in, literally translated, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ means the last day. Now where this name comes from? Ulama say last day. Why? Because there will be no day after this. The day of Qiyamah, the day of reckoning, the day of resurrection. وَالْيَوْمِ, al-yawm, this word yawm means day. Another explanation ulama give why we say يَوْمُ الْآخِرِ, because once this day happens, there will be no night. There is no night, no day after this. This is the final day. What is the underlying meaning behind this? To believe in Akhirat, to believe in the day of Qiyamah, to believe in this day, is to develop the conviction within us of what we call the ihsas, the perception of jaza and saza. That the true place of justice will be that day. In this world, we don't find justice. Courts, it is a misnomer, it's a misunderstanding. People feel that a court is going to get you justice. A lot of times you ask the question, how is it that a person gets away in this world? He does wrong, he gets away. Because Allah Ta'ala has not kept this world as the place of true justice. The place of true justice is Akhirat, is Yawmul Akhir, is that day when Allah will resurrect everyone and the hisab and reckoning will take place. So to develop conviction in that, what we call the ihsas of jaza and saza, the perception of being of accountability, that everything I do, everything I say is being recorded, and the day is going to come when Allah Ta'ala is going to bring all this in front of me. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, in Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala mentions the conversation of Luqman alayhi salam with his son. One important lesson ulama give with regards to this verse of the Quran, in fact there's an entire ruku We find each verse begins with the expression, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya. Luqman said to his son, Luqman said to his son, Luqman said to his son. And certain injunctions are mentioned. One of these verses, Ya Bunayya, Innaha, In taku mithqala habbatin min khardal, fatakun fi sakhra, aw fi samawat, aw fi al-ard, ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. Luqman said to his son, O my beloved son, that action which you will do, that action which you will do, whether it be smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath a rock, somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth. Listen to this. Ajeeb, Quran is ajeeb. I'm going to translate this again. That action which you will do may be smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath a rock, somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth. Oh my son, a day is coming when even that action Allah will bring in front of you. Which is that day? The day of Qiyamah. Yawmul Akhir. So to develop conviction in that, to develop the belief of accountability that I will have to give account in Allah Ta'ala's court. Coming back to what we were saying, ulama explained why have it like this? Luqman said to his son, and look at, why say it in this manner? Ulama say from this we learn the importance of developing within our children also the conviction of akhirat. Instill this conviction in your children also. And what is very, very important, my respected brothers, all these various aspects which we have mentioned, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains Iman, he says, believe in Allah, believe in the Malaika of Allah, believe in the revealed books, believe in Anbiya Alayhi Musallatu Wasallam, believe in the last day. Each of these things are things which we should be making muzakara of. Speak about Allah. Speak about the sifat and the attributes of Allah. In our homes, in front of our children, this is what we call muzakara of Iman. Muzakara of Iman. Nowadays, alhamdulillah, to some extent, in Jamaat, these things are spoken about. That by make muzakara of Iman, speak of Allah, speak of His sifat, speak of His attributes, speak of the malaika of Allah, speak of the kitabs that Allah has revealed, mention the incidents of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, speak of this concept of accountability, of having to stand in Allah Ta'ala's court. The more we will speak about these things, the more the conviction will come upon this. The more the conviction comes upon this, the easier it comes to bring our lives onto Quran and Hadith, onto the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last thing which is mentioned as part of Iman is the belief in taqdeer or predestination. That inshallah will continue on another occasion. Allah give us tawfiq.